Blog Talk Radio. my child was sick. Seemed like he was never gonna get well. But I got down on my knees and I prayed to the Lord. I said, Father, heal, cause God will change things. Let me tell you something. If you want to see something happen in your life, just pray to the Lord, cause he'll change things.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning Glory Prayer. We thank God for giving us another opportunity to join together in the power of prayer and intercession, in the power of spiritual warfare, so that yokes are destroyed, burdens are removed, and that you can receive your breakthrough right now. In Jesus' name, there's still power in prayer, and prayer will change things. The song that you heard ministered, Prayer Will Change Things, is by none other than Bishop J. Music Carson, and we encourage you to look him up on YouTube and be blessed by his ministry of music. This morning, we thank God for giving us this time to come boldly before the throne of grace, and we ask you and encourage you to visit our ministry website at www.empoweringlives.com. Again, that's www.empoweringlives.com, and share your prayer requests with us. And also, we encourage you to share your testimonies with us as God gives you those breakthroughs, as you receive the breakthrough that you've been praying for and standing in faith for. We'd love to hear from you. We also have an awesome blog on our ministry website, and we encourage you to share your comments on the blog as well, and connect with us on Facebook and let us know how the broadcast is ministered to you. And you can look me up on Facebook at Dr. Beth Tina Williams. So we look forward to hearing from you soon. Praise God. This morning, we're going to be going before the throne of God in prayer for marriages, for your marriages and families, for your children. And we want to encourage you to spread the word. Tell somebody else about this hour of prayer. Jesus said, can you not tarry with me 1 hour? And so in this day and in this time, we need people that have resilient spirits, people that are focused, people that are about their Father's business, people that are not in their flesh, people that are not carnally minded, but people that are spiritually minded, and people that are minding the things of God, who know how to make up the hedge and stand in the gap, so that God's power and God's spirit is released throughout the land to bring healing and deliverance. The Bible tells us in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 22, that he's seeking for those. He's looking for someone that will make up the hedge and stand in the gap on behalf of the land, that it be not destroyed. Whenever you see things happening around you, it's because something is lacking and something has fallen and something is broken in the realm of the spirit. Whenever you see things not in the condition, where they're not in the condition that they ought to be in the earth realm, we understand that the spirit realm gives way to it first. So in order to affect the spiritual realm from where we live here on earth, we need to take authority, because Jesus said, I have called you to be seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Therefore, your natural existence is not all there is to you. Your natural existence is not all there is to who you are. You are a spirit being having a physical experience. You are a spirit being having a physical experience. So we need to operate and we need to orchestrate things from our heavenly position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, from the realm of the spirit, by prayer and intercession. And we want to use the art of strategic, effective praying to change things in the earth realm. You see, God has not left us comfortless. He's not left us or abandoned us without power. He has given us power, according to Luke 10:19, to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, so that no thing shall by any means hurt us. He's also given us the power of the blood of Jesus and the word of God, according to Revelation chapter 12 and 11. He said, they overcome the wicked one by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. He's given us power to decree the word of God over and against every satanic, demonic, and diabolical plot, scheme, mechanism, and trick, that no weapon that's formed against us shall be able to prosper, but every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God will be brought down, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment will be condemned. He said, my word shall go forth out of my mouth, and it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. God has given you, and he's given me authority. He's given the believer authority in the name of Jesus to pray and to affect change for the better in the lives of people all across the world by the word of God. We've got to believe it. We've got to come boldly before the throne of grace, according to the book of Hebrews, chapter 4 and verse 16. He's given us the ability, the inheritance, and the right to come boldly before the throne of grace, that we might obtain grace and find mercy to help us in the time of need. So on this morning, without further delay, let's go before our Father's throne in heaven and in prayer right now, as we pray for marriages, as we pray for families and children, as we pray for the lives of God's people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come boldly before your throne of grace, Father God, and we submit ourselves unto you. First of all, asking you to forgive us, Father, of all of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, we bow before your throne. We humble ourselves before your throne. Yet we come in confidence, knowing who you are and who it is that we are approaching, that you are the omnipotent Most High God. You are Elyon, the Most High God. You are El Shaddai, the Almighty God. We thank you, Lord God, Father, that you know all about us. You know all of our downsitting, our uprising. Father God, you know everything that is within our hearts and within our lives. So we come before you asking you to cleanse us, asking you to wash us as white as snow, oh God, asking you to remove our sins from us as far as the east is from the west, never to meet again. Father, we hallow your name. We honor and we exalt you, Lord God. We decrease and you must increase. Father, we seek your face. You said, call upon me while I am near. Father, you said, seek me and you will find me when you search for me with all of your heart and all of your mind and all of your strength. Father, you said for us to love you with all that is within us. So, Father, we come before your throne of grace acknowledging that you are God and you're God alone, and we need you. Father God, we need you like water to quench our thirsty souls. We need you above anything, Lord God. You and your word are our necessary meat. So we come before you this morning, Father, lifting up our families, lifting up parents, fathers, and mothers, lifting up marriages in the name of Jesus, that you will minister healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for those marriages that are going through troubled times, those that are broken, Lord God, where both individuals desire for them to be healed and restored. We ask you to release the spirit of life and restoration and healing in the marriages, oh God. We pray for their community communication, Lord, that you would give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Father God, your word tells us in Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turneth away wrath. And we pray, Lord God, for a wise and wholesome tongue, even according to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 2 and 4. Father, that you would give your people the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of how to speak and how to communicate effectively one with another. Father, we stand upon your word that two are better than one because they have a good reward for their work, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 9, that two are better off than one, for they help each other. They can help each other to succeed. And so we pray, Lord God, that you will cause every marriage to be healed, every marriage to be made whole and to recover all. Father, that you will rebuke the devourer for our sakes. Father, you said in your word that the enemy has no more authority and no more dominion over us as people of God, that sin has no dominion over us. So, Father, we pray right now, God, that every hindrance, that everything that has gained entrance into the marriages to bring division, to cause divorce and separation, will be brought down, will be bound up, defeated, nullified, disallowed, and brought to naught in the name of Jesus, that it cannot stand, it cannot function, and it shall no longer take root. But we overrule and we disallow its access any longer in the name of Jesus. Father God, according to Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18, you said it is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable and just and right, just right for him who would compliment him, that you would make him a woman to be an authority with him, O God. And we thank you for that right now, that your word says in verse 24 that they shall become one flesh. Lord, make us one in you. Father God, make every married couple one in you and give them your peace, your wholeness, Lord God. Minister in every area of their relationship and their communication. Father God, heal their ability to speak and speak with clarity and understanding with one another. We ask you to heal them, Lord God, in their finances, Lord God. Financial issues have caused multiplied millions of divorces. And we pray right now, God, for the deliverance in the area of finances in Jesus' name. Father, we pray right now that in every area they will be healed, they will be made whole, that you will minister by your Spirit, Holy Spirit, that you will be released and that you will move among every married couple. We pray for fathers and husbands right now, Father, that you will give them the grace to love their wives and not to be harsh with them, but to be considerate and treat them with respect as the weaker vessel and as heirs of the grace of God in the name of Jesus, according to Colossians chapter 3 and verse 9 and 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7, to love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, according to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25, not to be abusive, not to be hard, not to, Father God, create issues that will cause the wife to be distressed. But we pray for healing in the marriages. We pray for the husbands and the fathers, that you will minister your wisdom and your grace into their hearts, Lord, to love their wives as their own bodies, according to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 28. We pray right now for those that are unsaved, that you will save the unsaved husbands, that you will minister in their hearts, that you will reveal Christ, the living God, our risen Savior, to them, Lord God, that they will come out of darkness and into your marvelous light. We pray that your anointing will be released to destroy every yoke and remove every burden. Let every stronghold be broken and destroyed right now because of the anointing. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we ask you to move by your Spirit into that marriage and heal, touch hearts, oh God. Father, we pray that those stony hearts will become like flesh and soft and supple and malleable. Father, that you can move upon their hearts and cause them to be transformed by the renewing of their minds and bring forth change of heart in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for those fathers that are carrying the financial responsibilities and burdens of the family, that you will remind them and cause them to know that you are their heavenly Father and that you're watching over them. We pray for the peace of our fathers. We pray for the peace of our husbands. We pray right now that you will minister unto them where they're hurting, where they're broken. Father God, we ask you to heal them and make them whole. Father God, we pray that you will touch them in their minds with your healing grace and mercy. Touch them in their physical bodies and give them strength, oh God, to overcome every illness and every issue and every situation. Touch them in their spiritual lives, oh God, so that they can rise up and be strong in you and in the power of your might, so that they can take authority as watchmen and watch for their homes, watch for their wives, and watch for their children in the realm of the spirit, taking authority in the name of Jesus, knowing that greater is he that is in them than he that is in the world. We pray, Lord God, that you will overshadow every man of God, every husband, every father, with your spirit and under the shadow of your wings, to cause them to know, Father God, that you will never leave nor forsake them. Father, that they will look unto you, the hills from which come their help, that their help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth, that they are not alone in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for those fathers, Lord God, that are broken in their heart, broken in their spirit, oh God, over the economy, over their ability to provide for their families, oh God, that you will minister grace and peace to their hearts. Father, strengthen their hearts today. Uphold them by your free spirit and with the right hand of your righteousness. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we loose the anointing for healing and restoration in their lives. We loose the anointing for peace in their lives. We loose the anointing for victory, great victory and triumph over all the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ, taking authority in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, Father, to minister to every father, Lord God, that you will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children in the name of Jesus, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, according to your word in Malachi chapter 4 and verse 6. So you will not come and strike the earth with a curse. We pray, Lord God, for reconciliation between fathers and children, between natural biological fathers and their sons and daughters, between spiritual fathers and their spiritual sons and daughters. Father, we pray for the healing of our land. We pray right now that you will give every father your heart for their children and for their families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we overrule and we override the spirit of division. We overrule the spirit of confusion. We overrule the spirit of strife, and we bind you in the name of Jesus, and we loose the spirit of truth. We loose the anointing and the spirit of love. We loose the spirit of unity in Christ Jesus. We loose the bond of peace, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, that keeps our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We pray for reconciliation between fathers and their children, spiritual fathers and their spiritual sons and daughters. Father God, between, Lord God, natural biological fathers and their children, their sons and daughters, in the name of Jesus, Father, give the fathers a heart to direct and command their children and their households after them in Christ, oh God, to keep the way of the Lord in doing what is right and just, according to Genesis chapter 18 and verse 19, so that you can bring the blessing of Abraham upon them. In the name of Jesus, I pray for every father, Lord God, that they will stand, Lord God, that they will stand as warriors, they will stand as men of God for their households in righteousness and in that which is just in your eyes, just like Abraham. You said, I know Abraham, that he will command his children and his household after him to keep your ways. And we pray, Lord God, that you will give every father the grace and the strength to stand. And when he's done all to stand, therefore, give every father spiritual insight, spiritual wisdom, spiritual comprehension, and spiritual understanding, Lord God, to know that they are the priest and the covering of their household, and what they do and how they lead matters. Father, to command their children, to lead their children in the way of the Lord. Father, to be an example in serving God, to be an example in worship unto the Lord, to be an example, Father God, as a witness of you in the world, in the communities around them, Lord God, to be an example of good stewardship, to be an example in handling of their financial matters, to be an example in their love for the children's mothers, oh God, for their wives, an example as godly men, an example as godly fathers. Father God, I pray for every father, Lord God, to have the image of Christ, to have the image, to be restored into the image of our Father, of your image, oh God, to be transformed by the renewing of their mind, that they will no longer be carnal, but they will be spiritually minded, that they will comprehend the height and the depth, the breadth and the width of your calling upon them, Father God, to take authority, to stand, Lord God, to be an example, to be a godly man, Father God, to lead their families, to lead their children and their wives in the way that's pleasing unto you in the fear of the Lord. I pray for fathers who love your house, fathers who serve you in the house of the Lord, fathers, oh God, who will kneel down and pray and lead their families, their sons and daughters in prayer. Father, men of God who will cover their families with the blood of Jesus, and I pray for a divine hedge of protection and a bloodline around every household in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for wives and mothers. We lift them up before you right now. Hallelujah, Father God, that you would give every wife your grace and wisdom to be virtuous, oh God, to be virtuous and faithful to their own husbands and children. According to Proverbs 31, that they will be a virtuous wife. They will be studious, oh God. They will be wise-hearted. They will be matzakayil isha. They will be women who are strong, women who are effective, women, Lord God, who set their hands, oh God, forth to industry, to do industry, Lord God, women who will do great exploits. I pray, Lord God, for wise-hearted women, women who have understanding and comprehension of the will of God, women that will serve you, women that will honor you, women that will love their husbands and love their children. Father God, women that have your heart, oh God, Father God, who can see and comprehend what the will of the Lord is, women, Lord God, who can be found in the house of the Lord, worshiping women, praying women, wailing women, who will go before the throne of God on behalf of their husbands, on behalf of their children, until they see the manifestation of your handiwork and until they see the manifestation of your glory in the lives of their families. In the name of Jesus, women that will stand and have their loins girded about with truth, women of the word, women of wisdom, and the fear of the Lord, women who know who they are in you and in the power of your might, women who are not insecure, women who are not jealous or envious of others, but women who know their own identity, who are strong, who are focused, who are faithful, who are wise-hearted, Father God, who are able to do all that you command them to do. I pray, Lord God, that you will strengthen and that you will bless every wife and every mother to be self-controlled, pure in heart, kind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, keepers at home, that they take care of their homes and households and be submitted to their own husbands, that your word might not be blasphemed or evil spoken of, according to Titus chapter 2 and verse 5. I pray for women, Lord God, who understand priorities and understand how to keep and maintain godly priorities in their homes, oh God, as they work with their hands inside the home, that you will bless the work of their hands, that you will bless them, Lord God, exceeding and abundantly beyond all we can ask, think, or imagine, that you will bless their physical health, that you will bless their mental and emotional health, Father, as they work outside of the home, in businesses, oh God, in the secular world, in the corporate arena, Lord God, as they work on their jobs, that you will give them your heart, your wisdom, and your mind, Father, that they will be an example, that they will be kingdom leaders, kingdom entrepreneurs, that they will be women of the word, that everywhere that the soles of their feet tread upon, they're making a difference. They're women of influence, godly women, Father, that they're an example that can be followed, Lord, that they don't compromise the precepts and the principles of your word, but they're women of principle. They're women, Lord God, understand their identity, and it's okay with them, Lord God, to set in order and set in alignment in the name of Jesus, and that you will bless them in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give. We pray that you will give every wife and every mother the grace and the wisdom to love their husbands, O God, in the name of Jesus, and reverence and respect him as unto the Lord, according to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 33, and that if any believe not the word, that they may be won over to Christ by the chaste, faithful, and virtuous conduct of their wives, according to 1 Peter 3 and 2. Lord God, I've seen you do it. And I pray, Lord God, for the wives that are married to men that don't know the Lord. Father God, that you will give them the grace, give them the wisdom of how to conduct themselves, how to stand, how to operate, how to function, Lord God, how to serve their husbands in the fear of the Lord. Father God, to honor their husbands, to respect their husbands, that their husbands who don't know the Lord may be one to you, O God. I pray for your anointing, God, to enter into the confines of that home, that your anointing, I send forth your anointing into the atmosphere of that home and those households, oh God. Father, that every yoke will be destroyed, every burden will be removed. Lord God, that you will bless the marriage, oh God, that you will cause them to be one, even as you and the Father are one, that they will be able to work together in unity. They'll be able to go forth and minister to one another in unity, that they will speak the same language. I pray in the name of Jesus for the anointing, for the salvation of whole households, that the unsaved and unbelieving spouse, as he desires and is content to dwell with his believing wife, Lord God, will be saved and delivered and set free and made whole. In the name of Jesus, I pray in the name of Jesus that your kingdom will come, that your will be done, oh God. Father God, we pray right now, Father, that your divine hedge of protection will be established all around all of our marriages and families and children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that the wicked one, the thief, will not be able to gain entrance. He will not be able to encroach upon our threshold. But we plead the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to every marriage, to every family, and every household, that we have the divine protection of the Lord God Almighty around our lives, that no evil will befall us, no plague will come near our dwelling, that the enemy will not be able to come in and steal and kill and to destroy, but that the life of Christ will reign in our midst and among us. Father, we thank you for your word that tells us that the enemy cometh not before to kill, to steal, and destroy, but I am come that you might have life, and that more abundantly, according to John 10 and 10, and I pray for life. I pray, Lord God, for blessing. I pray for peace in every marriage, in every household, oh God. And I pray, Lord God, Father, that you will let the words and the speech, Lord God, out of the mouths of our wives and husbands, Father, that it will always be filled and seasoned with grace, oh God, and with salt as incense and as perfume, that we will know how to respond to every need of our families and of our husbands and of our wives, according to Galatians chapter 4 and verse 6, Lord. Let the words of our mouths, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O God, that our words be with grace and seasoned with salt, Lord God, as a sweet perfume and a fragrant aroma before your throne, O God, as those that must give account unto you, God, the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the author of the marriage covenant, Lord God, that we will make sure that we are conducting ourselves in the way that honors your name, in the fear and reverence of the Lord. We pray, Lord God, for wisdom and understanding between every husband and every wife to know, Lord God, how to speak one to another, to acknowledge you in all of our ways, Father, so that we may do your will and that we may love one another and serve one another and forgive one another, even as Christ loved, served, and forgave the church, to outlove, to outserve, and outforgive one another and in the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, remove all the clutter and noise and distortion from the communication of every married couple, Father, so that they can hear and understand understand, Father, what you are speaking, and hear and understand one another as they share, as they speak one to another. Remove all of the clutter. Remove all the noise. Remove every distortion. Remove that which is diabolical and malevolent, those things that are demonically induced to bring confusion and strife and division in the home. Let them be bound up right now. Let them be bound up and rendered powerless right now in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus over the mind of every husband and over the mind of every wife to be able to think clearly, to be able to have godly judgment and comprehension, oh God, to be able to speak with wisdom, one with another, unhindered and unabated by any satanic, demonic, or human force in Jesus' name. And Father God, we ask you to give us the tongue of the wise and the fear of the Lord. Give us your heart, your language, to speak in wisdom according to your word in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for doing it right now, exceeding and abundantly beyond all we can ask, think, or imagine. Father God, we thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for the children right now. We pray for all of our children that they will be God-fearing, that they will reverence and honor your name as Isaac did, even as he was taught by his father Abraham, according to Genesis chapter 18 and verse 19 and Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 9. Let all of our children honor and obey their parents according to Ephesians 6 and 1 and Colossians 3 and 20. Let all of our children honor your name, O God. Let all of our children be submitted to their parents in the Lord as godly authority. We take authority over the spirit of manipulation where children will take advantage of the differences in decisions, Father God, that their parents make, Lord God, to get their own way. We bind the spirit of manipulation. We take authority over it in the name of Jesus. Father, that it shall not have power. It shall not have effect. It shall not be able to operate. And Father, we loose the spirit of obedience and wisdom in the fear of the Lord. Father, let all of our children be taught of you. Father, let them all be blessed of you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let them all learn your word and grow in the knowledge of your word, that they may have peace according to Isaiah chapter 5 and verse chapter 54 and verse 13, that all of our sons and daughters will be taught of the Lord, and great will be the peace of them in Jesus' name. Let your blessing be upon our children, Lord God. Don't let our children be exasperated. Don't let them lose heart, O God, but cover them with your blood, Father God, and shield, and protect them, Lord God, from all evil. Protect them from sin. Protect them from every demonic attack. Protect them, Lord God, from the enemy and from anyone with whom they come in contact with that would harm them. We pray for your divine hedge of protection around our children, around their lives, oh God, around their minds, around their spirit. We pray, Lord God, for their friends, that those that are around them and influence them will be godly. We pray that you will give them godly friends. Give them friends that love you. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for those children, Lord God, that feel like they're alone. Those children, Lord God, that are rejected, even in the schools. We pray that you will heal them, that you will heal their hearts, and you will heal and minister to their minds and their emotions, that they will not be crushed, oh God, that they will not be wounded. The enemy comes to steal the future. And we pray right now, pleading the blood of Jesus over their lives, over their future, over their hearts, over their minds, in the name of Jesus, that they will not be damaged, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They will not be damaged psychologically. We rebuke and bind every spirit that ridicules them, every spirit of rejection. We take authority over it, even in the schools, even wherever they go. We bind it up, every word that's been sent to assault them mentally, assault them emotionally, even by teachers being critical of them, even by teachers and administrators who have labeled them. Father God, we take authority over every demonic label. We take authority over every demonic word, every demonically induced and inspired word that's been spoken over and against our children. We bind it up. We command that it shall loose them right now and set them free in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against it, that no weapon formed against our children children shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against them in judgment is condemned. We speak life over our children. We speak blessing over our children. We speak peace over our children. We speak victory over our children. We speak good success over our children in the name of Jesus, that they shall be whole, complete, and entire. They shall know who they are. They shall know their identity. And we pray, God, that fathers will take authority. Fathers will pray for their children. That fathers, Lord God, will stand by their children. That fathers, oh God, my God, will take authority and stand and will not allow the enemy to run roughshod over their children. I pray, Lord God, for godly fathers, and I pray for spiritually minded mothers who are able to see it, who are able to extinguish, who are able to extinguish and destroy the work of the enemy, to quench and destroy every fiery dart of the wicked one, that our children are blessed, our households are blessed in the name of Jesus, their lives are blessed in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless your name, oh God. We thank you for giving your angels charge concerning our sons and daughters, to keep them in all their ways when they're going to school. Father, when they're riding in vehicles and riding in cars with their friends, Father God, when they're going to their jobs, Father, whatever they may be doing and wherever they may be, oh God, Father, that there is a divine hedge of protection, angelic protection all around them, Lord God, that no evil will befall them, no hurt, harm, or danger, death, or evil, accident, or injury will come near them in any way, form, or fashion, seen or unseen, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now that all of our sons and daughters will keep all of your commandments so that you can fulfill your promise and prophecies that have been spoken concerning their lives according to 1 Kings chapter 6 and verse 12. Let them walk before you in obedience and be established according to 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 17 through 18. Let our sons and daughters have personal communion and relationship with you so they'll know you for themselves according to 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 17. Father, I pray for every one of our children that they will have a firsthand personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Father, that they will be touched by your anointing, that you will pour out of your spirit upon them. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, you said in the last days, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, that your sons and daughters will prophesy. Father God, that your young men will dream dreams and your old men will see visions. Even upon your servants and handmaids will I pour out of my spirit in those days, according to Joel chapter 2, verse 28 and 29. And we pray right now for the outpouring and the overflow of the Holy Ghost with fire over and into the hearts and lives of all of our sons and our daughters, our children, oh God, that they shall know the Lord and they shall do great exploits. Father God, that they shall be filled with the Spirit, that they shall have the mind of Christ, that they will be established as leaders, as kingdom ambassadors and leaders in their generation, that they will give voice to your word with power and authority and great boldness and confidence. We pray, Lord God, for our prophetic children. My. We pray for our prophetic children. We pray for an anointed children. We pray for blessed children. We pray for successful children. We pray that our children shall not be ensnared by the enemy because they're serving you and they're honoring your name. Father, that they honor your household, God, that they are worshipers and they don't mind worshiping and they don't mind praising you and they don't mind exalting you, and they don't mind seeking you, and they don't mind serving you. We pray for children that are after your own heart, even as the child Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and had favor with God and man at just 12 years old. We pray for our children, our young children, Father God, that you will minister to them, even those that are grown up, oh God, as young men and young women, God, that you will move upon their hearts, oh God. Father, that you will reveal your spirit and yourself to them in a very real way, God, that nothing in this world will be able to cause them to stray. But we take authority over every every spirit of deception and deceit, every lying spirit, every spirit of vanity that will cause them to think that partying and clubbing, oh God, and doing it the way of the world is the way they need to go to experience life. The devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over every froward spirit, every lying spirit, Father God, every deceptive spirit, Father, every trick, every trick and every trap of the enemy, Father, that he presents to ensnare the children of God, that it shall not prosper, it shall not stand. We take authority over it, we bind it up, and we render it powerless. We disallow and forbid it access, Father, even to their minds. We plead the blood of Jesus over their thought life, over their minds, that they will have the mind of Christ, that they will have a heart after you, that they will have a heart after your word, that they will love your word even more than that necessary meat. Father, we pray that our sons and daughters will grow in Christ, that they will grow and they won't be tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine and every issue that comes around them, Lord, but they will be able to discern what the will of the Lord is, that they will be able to discern between good and evil. Give them maturity, give them insight, give them understanding, oh God, Father, that they may know how to govern themselves and redeem the time so that they can understand and comprehend the measure and the number of their days, that they will serve you all the days of their lives, that they don't partake of drinking and liquor, and they don't partake of smoking, oh God, and sexual illicit immoral activities. Father, that they are not testing and trying the ways and the things of sin, oh God, but that they are separated from this ungodly generation and this ungodly world, and that their lights and witnesses before their friends and before, Father, those with whom they come in contact and whose path they cross, give them the heart of Christ, the mind of Christ, the understanding of the will of our Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let all of our children, all of our sons and daughters be set free from every form of sin and bondage, oh God, to serve you with all their hearts, mind, and strength in Jesus' name. Father, we give you praise for it right now. We give you praise for doing it exceeding and abundantly beyond all we can ask, think, or imagine. We give you praise, oh God, for ministering into the hearts of our children, into the hearts of our sons and daughters, to know that they are the generation who is now on the scene. They are on the generation, and they are the generation who can make an impact now, oh God. And we pray, Lord God, for unity between fathers and mothers, unity of heart, unity of spirit, Father, so that marriages are healed, marriages are restored, marriages are made whole, Father, so that the communication is clear and unhindered and undistorted, but filled with wisdom and seasoned with grace and salt, Lord God, in the word of God, in the wisdom of God. We pray, Lord God, that you will cover and overshadow every family and every household with your wings, oh God, that you will give your angels charge concerning every family and every household to help them to serve you in unity, to serve you together. I pray right now that every husband will understand and know that he is the priest of his house, that every wife is like a deacon, oh God, to serve the family in the house, and that every child is like the congregation, Father God, so that they can be made whole, so that, Father God, as we have a strong family, Lord, we can have strong churches, and if we can have strong churches, God, we can have a strong community, and if we can have a strong community and a strong city, oh God, we can have a strong nation, and we pray right now in the name of Jesus for families all across America, for healing, for restoration, for salvation and deliverance from every lie of the enemy. I pray, Lord God, for your model of the family, that you created Adam and you created Eve, oh God. You took Eve out of his side. I pray, Lord God, Father, for the establishment of your righteousness in the families, God, in the family unit, in the model that you originally intended and designed, oh God. I pray, Lord God, that you will bring judgment upon every lie, every deceptive spirit, oh God, that would try to embrace any other way than what you originally intended and planned, that you will send an anointing, God, that would destroy every yoke, oh all across the land and remove every burden across the land. Lord God, that every union that is unholy will be disannulled, will be destroyed, oh God, because it's in violation of your word. I pray right now in the name of Jesus for our leaders, oh God, that you will give them wisdom in the fear of the Lord, lest you smite the earth with a curse. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that they will fear you rather than to fear man. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will give them the wisdom for righteous legislation, righteous codes and righteous regulations and righteous edicts, Lord God, and righteous decisions, that they will align themselves with the fear of you, that they will honor your name, that they will humble themselves under the mighty hand of God. We pray for your divine hedge of protection and deliverance over this nation, over America, and all around the world. We pray for salvation of souls, and every family will be delivered, that every family will be delivered, that every marriage will be delivered. Father, that their finances will be set free, that you will bless every family, Lord God, to serve you and be one, even as you are and the Father are one. Father, we pray your blessing. Let your blessing be upon your people. Let your blessing be upon your people. Father, let your blessing be upon every marriage, every husband, every wife. Let your blessing be upon their sons and daughters, all of our sons and daughters, for good success, prosperity, and kingdom victory in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory and honor. We bless your holy name, Father God, for you are worthy to be praised. You are high and lifted up. Let the fragrant aroma of your presence seal the temple, seal our hearts, seal our homes, Lord God, just like you did for Obed-Edom. Father, as the Ark of the Covenant was in his home, everything that Obed-Edom had and did prospered. We pray for good success, blessing, and prosperity. I pronounce it over all of your people, all of these callers on the broadcast tonight, today, this morning. I pray your blessing be upon your people, exceeding and abundantly, beyond all they can ask, think, or imagine, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, relationally, financially, in their business, in the work of their hands, in every way. Your blessing, awaken their dreams, cause them to be spiritually minded, cause them to thrive and to go forth with great victory and good success. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you for doing it. We bless your holy name. Sit enthroned and reign over our lives, for we know that you're God, and we look unto you, the hills from which come our help. Our help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. Give God all the praise, men and women of God. Give him all the glory and honor, children of God. We praise God. Praise God for your family. Praise God for your husbands and wives. And for those of you who desire husbands and wives to be married and have a mate, I pray God's blessing on you, that he will bring it to pass. I pray God's favor on you, that he will give you wisdom to be a godly, virtuous husband, to be a godly, faithful husband, to be a godly, virtuous wife. I pray that God give you the grace and the wisdom to find one another, to come into, to cross paths, and to show you who he's ordained and purposed to be your soulmate in this life. I pray that you be blessed in Jesus' name. We thank you for joining us and encourage you, visit our ministry website and let us know how this broadcast has been a blessing to you. Visit me on Facebook and leave your comments. I want to hear from all of you. Let me know that this ministry has been a blessing to you. It's a joy to hear from you. And we encourage you to visit our ministry website and leave your comments on our blog. And thank you for everyone who has already done so. Your comments are welcome. They are so welcome. And we encourage you to spread the word. Share our ministry at Empowering Lives with others. Share our ministry and let them know what we're doing for the Lord. And we encourage you to share your financial contributions with the ministry at www.empowering.com. EmpoweringLives.com. Again, that's www.EmpoweringLives.com. God has great things in store, and we want to continue to be a blessing to you. And we encourage you to share your donations, and we thank you for your faithful contribution and commitment to the success of Empowering Lives International. We praise God for you. We're going to close with this song at this time. God bless you.
Pretend to have answers for you, yet through it all I can say, my God is faithful. Sometimes my nights seem like they'll never end, like a tide from the ocean that never comes in. But I know the morning will come. What has been lost, I'll be won. Faith seems to wane when I've cried my last tear and felt crushed by the pain. In a sweet, gentle way, He is there.